Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Died at the age of 94. Sad, but great run.
Her last words were, Emma.
That's right. Her last words were, damn you, Emma.
Emma! Way to go,
Let's
Emma.
Keep in mind, she had a dry spell for like 7 or 8 or
10 years.
I might have been a full decade.
10 years. Yeah.
10 years, yeah. Yes.
She's due. She's due.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel bad.
I mean, you just got her like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I know. I didn't help her out at all.
It says here in the story that like she was doing good until like 2 weeks ago. Yes.
So can you wiki her?
Sure.
Jennifer was reading me some stuff on her last night. It's so impressive. 80-year career.
Yeah. I know. She worked right up until the end.
Yeah. She was just, apparently, according to Jennifer, in the Mad About You reboot.
Yeah.
Oh.
She was
she was just acting.
She was she was on Dance with the Stars. Like she was 82 years old.
Jesus.
Yeah. And she did everything.
American actress and comedian who career spanned more than 7 decades. She won many accolades, including 8 Primetime Emmy Awards from 22 nominations, making her the most nominated.
Wow.
And along with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, most awarded actress in Emmy history.
Wow.
She also won an Academy Award, a British Academy Film Award, a Golden Globe Award, and a Daytime Emmy Award.
What was the Academy Award for? I was curious about that.
It's a good question that I don't have right
now.
That
is good. Yeah. What was she in that she won an Academy Award?
Oh, you know what she was in? She was in The Last Picture Show. I don't know if she won for that.
Best Supporting Actress for that.
Okay, cool.
1971.
Nice.
I've never seen that movie, but Cybill Shepherd. Whoa.
I've heard many things about it.
That's about as hot as you can get.
Yeah.
Was Cloris Leachman ever sexy?
Yes, she was. Yeah, they have a picture of her back in like the day when she was like one of the awards. Might have been when she won for The Last Picture Show, but she's wearing a dress. Actually, looks very good.
Yeah,
it was long.
Oh, yeah, okay.
She wasn't a bad-looking woman.
Not at all.
No.
And she looked great right to the end.
She did. 94. She's now looked 94.
I know. She really didn't.
Like, Betty White's starting to look 99 now. Like,
no kidding.
It's starting to hit her, yeah.
The world needs more.
She looks good for 99, though.
Oh, yeah, I mean, compared to what we've seen usually, yeah.
Compared to what we usually see, you mean a casket?
Yeah, well, usually when they show somebody 99, they're in some home.
Typically,
and everybody's talking to them like this.
I was talking to an investor, and he had this like life insurance thing where they're going to pay you back, and it's tax-free income. It's like having a pension.
Uh-huh.
And he calculated me out to 101.
Wow.
And I said, you know, I want to be 150, but I don't want you to have all that money if I die at 85. So, like, let's redo the numbers.
Right.
Yeah, because if I'm 85, I don't care. I'll eat tuna fish, but I don't want you to have the money.
Right. You know, cat food does taste pretty good.
All right, so let's get this now.
Yes.
We're going to go to Emma on the phone first. I'm going to stick with Bob Barker,
yep.
Son of a bitch.
Yep.
AJ?
I'm keeping Henry Kissinger. Now it's a personal thing.
Oh.
Now it's personal.
Line 8's going to be upset.
Tough taillights, line 8.
Hold on. Hello, Bert in the car.
Yeah, hey, look, I got to agree with AJ. It's Henry Kissinger. The only person that wants to live to be 98 is 97.
Yep.
Yeah. He's a goner.
Yep.
He's a goner.
With my luck, he's probably working at a Planet Fitness right now.
He's a goner. Yeah.
I was surprised he's even alive.
And,
you know?
And don't pick Clint Eastwood or something like that, okay, man? I want Clint to live.
I think
right?
Jennifer did last time, which made me upset.
Yeah.
Who did she have last time?
Last time, Prince Philip.
Oh, okay.
Because somebody jacked her Prince Philip.
Oh, yeah. This is why she
texted 2 times
me.
Ago.
Can I call? She wants her Prince Philip.
Yes.
All right.
Bert, as you should.
Think of someone else. AJ has it. Ashley?
Yep.
I'm switching it up. I'm going with Tony Bennett this time.
Oh, wow. You're going to give her Tony Bennett.
You're going to be mad.
Angela Lansbury.
People are going to be pissed if he dies now.
Seriously.
You're going to be mad.
You're going to have black car limousines coming after you.
No kidding.
What happened to you? You
told I don't Tony want Bennett. Him to die. He's just old. He's 94.
Wow. When's the last time we've seen him? Has he been on an award show?
He did a tour with Lady Gaga.
He did.
Yeah, a whole
album. But it
album.
Seems like that was like 10 years ago.
No. That had to... 3, 4?
Can you
no.
Look it up?
But he was singing like Mother Goose things.
No, I Phil, I think it's one of those things where you think it happened recently, but it really didn't.
His hairpiece is actually crushing him down. I get shorter.
Yeah. It's over 5 years.
He's been active and working since 1945.
Because she did that thing with Elton John, and I thought, wow, she could do...
6 years, 2015.
All right, six.
All right. He just got home.
Okay, well, don't tell him.
He was driving.
All right. When you get that age, though, you're one slip in the shower away from spiral downward.
You're one.
I think I'm slip. You're one slip away in the shower.
I think I'm
downward.
Slip.
I'm slip.
I can't deal with you, Phil.
Sounds stupid. All right, so 20 Ben, you going with?
All right. Yep. And then Phil, who you picking?
I'm going to stick with Sidney Poitier. I got to stay away from my baseball guys.
You know, it's funny.
It's breaking my heart.
I saw Sidney Poitier on the TV this morning on the news. I'm like, oh, no. Although it'd be funny if it did because he wouldn't have won.
Right.
Right. Because we already have one and he didn't get a chance to pick it yet. Right.
That'd be great.
Yep.
All right. Let's go to Emma. I'm really curious to hear what she's going to pick here. Who do you like?
I'm going to go different. I'm going with Bob Dole.
Bob
different.
Dole.
Yeah, he's pretty,
that's
he's
a good one.
He's pretty different.
That's
pretty
a
old
good one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Boy, that's good. When's the last? The last time I saw him, he looked like he had been dead for 5 years.
I think he is, really.
Now, look, he's a World War II hero.
Oh, yes, he is.
And he served the country after he left the war.
God
so.
Bless him, yeah.
God bless him. He held that pen weird in his hand because he was wounded in World War II.
Yeah, yeah.
But, man, he did not look good. He was like in the Senate when he was, you know, 80-something. He's got a – how old is he now? Can someone
97.
97.
Oh, okay. So many,
yeah.
How many
Emma, we're going to be – I don't think anyone's had a trifecta, like three in a row.
Yet.
Yeah.
Well, I had Tommy Lasorda in the middle there.
Oh, wait. That's right.
Oh, no, Phil was, yeah, Phil, I was going to say, I think he had it.
All right, we're resetting the death pool here. Jennifer?
Hi, good morning. I'm maintaining Prince Philip, damn it.
Prince Philip, damn it.
I'm not changing it.
Sir, Prince Philip of damn it.
You said you were thinking about changing it?
I was, yes, I was.
To what?
I won't say who. I have to keep it tucked in my back pocket.
Is it one of us?
It's a very, she's, I'll give you a hint.
It's she's me very, like every other day.
it's you under her breath.
Yeah.
She's very short. She's only 4'7".
Oh, I know exactly who
Dr.
you're talking
Ruth?
About. Yeah.
Dr. Ruth.
Yes.
That's a good pick.
It is a good one.
She's even shorter now.
Yeah.
92
exactly,
years
like
old.
4'5".
Yep.
92.
How tall is she? 4'7"?
4'7".
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
That comes up to my knee.
That's in heels.
Yeah, you are very tall.
Yep, I'm nuts over.
Wow. Yeah, but that casket, well, you wouldn't spend a lot of money on that.
No, right? You wouldn't. They're going to bury it.
The actual plot is half price.
Right. Barbie's dollhouse. Just shove her in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, good luck.
Okay, thank you. Love you, bye.
Love you.
You can put her in a cigar box.
You can.
Really?
Just float on a little toy boat and set it on fire. Viking funeral.
Beef man.
Hey guys.
Right.
Yobi.
I'm gonna stay with Betty White.
Yep.
That's so sad. Like you can't.
She's 99.
A treasure. She's
99.
A treasure.
It's the death pool.
And what do you do with treasure? You
Who
bury it.
Who did you pick?
You bury
Tony
treasure.
Bennett. Right. He's not a treasure.
You picked Tony Bennett.
The voice of an angel, for God's sake.
She's a
Betty White is special.
Yeah, she's a treasure. Beefman wants
actually, she's going
to
stay alive because I never win.
She's
I never win, so don't worry about it.
She's going to be Beefman's buried treasure.
Yep.
All right, goodbye, Beefman. Sergeant Manchester.
Good morning, everyone. I'm going to stick with Mel Brooks.
Yep. Well, you know, he's losing more of his cast members, so he just lost Cloris Leachman from Young Frankenstein. So far, he's outliving them all. But
what should the official state food be? There's a bill. Representative Patricia Dillon, District 92, on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know where District 92 is, AJ?
Couldn't tell you.
New Haven.
Ah.
All right.
Thank you.
WPLR used to be in District 92, actually.
That's right.
At one point, yes.
That's right. Chapel Street, 1294 Chapel Street.
Couldn't
Anytime I go true. By that building, I think about old school PLR.
Ask any cop.
Patricia has been in the House of Representatives since 1985.
Wow.
That's right.
Yeah.
You don't go home?
That's a long time. People must love you there.
Exactly, yes.
Representative Dillon, if I can get you to talk to the mouthpiece of the phone, and then we're going to talk about this official state food here.
Okay.
All right, perfect. What is it?
Pizza.
Woo-hoo! Pizza! Pizza!
You know, it makes sense for you to put this one forward, being in New Haven.
Right.
It's the capital of pizza in the world, I think.
In the world.
In the world, yeah.
Well, I like to think that, but we have great pizza in other towns, too. That's what's so great.
That's
it could
true.
Be, it can be a really positive thing.
There is Zupardi's in West Haven.
Right.
Yeah, there's a long list. You're right.
A lot
You're
of
right.
great
Connecticut
pizza places.
Should be just acknowledged for all of its pizza.
Right.
But, yes, I'm from New Haven, so I think our pizza rules. But yeah. I acknowledge that there's talent all over the state.
Yeah, and you could pick spots. You know, Stanford area would be Colony Grill, right?
Right.
Valley would be Roseland and Zoys, right? New Haven, you got a bunch. You got Pepe's, Sally's, Bar,
it's like a whole
Modern. West Haven, you got Zupardi's. I'm trying to think Hartford area.
Angelina's is in West Hartford, I think.
Angelina's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
AJ could tell you about all the East Haven pizza.
Oh, my God. So good, yes.
Oh, that's right. East Haven's
oh my God.
Loaded.
That stuff the last time was amazing.
And then Manchester has Chuck E. Cheese.
Right. Exactly right. But you go there for a fight as well. So
that
it's
right.
exercise.
It's a good time.
Yes, shout out Chuck E. Cheese.
Right. Yeah. Actually, shout out, yes.
How did this what made you think of this?
It was suggested last summer by Colin Kaplan, who is a pizza aficionado in New Haven, and he's made films about it.
We've had him on the show.
Yep.
And we had, I have to admit, you know, some of the work we've done in the past year has been a little grim. And I just thought it was a great idea to do something upbeat that would really promote really what some of the joy is in our lives and also maybe help some businesses too.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
I can go for some right now.
Somebody sent this to me and said, you know, do you believe this is it with all the problems we have to do in this? I said, I'd rather have them talking about this than taxes.
We can take a break.
Let's keep
them
busy talking
be there.
About pizza.
The other stuff's going to be there.
Debate this 1-3 months.
Right. A little diversion. Over here.
Diversion.
Over here.
No, this is great. And you know what? Who doesn't get happy when there's a fresh hot pizza put in front of them?
You say right. pizza, folks smile. They
right.
get giddy.
It unifies everybody.
They do. You reach for paper plates and napkins, you're good.
Now, what happens next? Does it go to the floor? Do you have a debate? You have a vote? Goes to the Senate?
You have a taste
governor signs
the
it?
The clerk sends it to, I believe, the Government Administration and Elections Commission. But I'll find out when everything opens at 9. And the bill just came out yesterday. And so you guys are good. You were on it, man. You're good.
I want to thank a friend of mine, Joe from Oxford Lumber, who monitors all these bills that are coming in because he's a representative of the lumber industry.
Nice. Thank you, Joe.
So he knows all the pizza. He sent it right over. Okay, so it's got some hurdles, right? Then I want to know the name of everyone who votes against this.
I know.
Right.
What kind of hurdles could
We're
this
We're
going to
come after them with attack ads.
Exactly yeah. right.
Well, the chairs of the GAE committee have to raise it for a public hearing. And then the public weighs in. And, you know, we have a new process now with, you know, people weigh in on Zoom. In some ways, it's more accessible.
Right.
And I can send you all the information when we get it on how people can submit testimony. And then the members of the committee vote on whether or not to send that bill to the floor.
That is tremendous. Well, you got to keep us posted. We want to do whatever we can to
right.
help. If we got some votes, we want to know who they are. We want to post their numbers.
Exactly.
We want the tribe to call them.
We're going
to
hunt them down.
So it's the Mowat Show.
Yeah. We want the governor on the phone,
right.
Ashley. We want to talk to him about this.
SWAT Got team, it. The whole nine
yards. Yeah, it's a very positive thing.
It is.
And before we let you go, Representative Dillon, yeah. I just want to say, so everyone knows, that you are the founder and director of the New Haven Shelter for Battered Women.
Oh, wow.
Which is...
Nice. That was a long time ago, but yes.
Yeah. Well, you founded it. No one can change that.
Yep. You do good work.
Yeah. I don't think you have to go too far to find someone who's experienced this. So good for you. And then now pizza.
Exactly.
I love it.
Pizza.
You're an angel.
You're an angel.
We can all do good things. And thank you so much for calling.
It's thank you.
It's a great way to start the day.
Yeah. Thank you, Representative Dillon, for all of your service to the
state.
Thank
you.
Mm-hmm.
And for bringing pizza to the forefront. And what a great reason to do this, right? Because at the face of it, you think, really? That's what you're talking about with all this stuff going on? It's like, yeah, we need some good news and we need a good debate.
We need some pizza.
Yeah, this should be easy.
Yeah.
Work on this one.
Yeah. Who gets up and debates against it? Can you look, Phil, and see what the official state food is? Do we even have one?
I would guess it's the Connecticut lobster roll, the hot buttered lobster roll.
I think you're right. I think we've talked about this before.
I was getting the hammer because of Louise Lunch.
I think it is the lobster roll. Yeah. I feel like we've had this conversation.
Probably have.
Because the Yankee Doodle's the song. We're like, we got to change that.
Right.
That doesn't appear to be it from this first response, but I don't know if I trust this website.
What does it say?
So it's from tasteofhome.com. Not the place I would go for that kind of information normally. Not many states have an official cookie, but the Constitution state has called dibs on the snickerdoodle.
Is an official cookie the same as official food?
What the hell's a snickerdoodle?
You know what? When I woke up this morning, I never thought I'd hear the word snickerdoodle and get angry.
Right.
It's such a fun word. You're kidding me.
From what I can tell.
Like making fun of somebody else. Snickerdoodle.
From what I can tell on Wikipedia, which is perhaps...
We are such an embarrassment.
That's our state...
Yankee Doodle and the Snickerdoodle.
That's it's a doodle thing.
That's our state motto.
Doodle?
Which is an embarrassment. See, I was trying to get the goddamn words out. Blah, 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 what's going on?
Yeah. Snickerdoodle. What's a snickerdoodle?
It's like a cookie. I don't know.
That's not an official... food.
Doesn't sound good.
A snickerdoodle is a type of cookie made with butter, sugar, salt, and flour. Yeah, we know.
Deliciousness.
Cinnamon sugar.
I'm not angry.
I mean, it sounds good, but it shouldn't be the official food. No one says, oh, you're going to Connecticut? Try the snickerdoodle. I wouldn't even know where to get one.
Right.
People say, try the pizza.
Right. Or the lobster roll. Makes sense.
Yeah, or hot dogs,
exactly,
or
right.
Burgers.
Yeah, snickerdoodle, yeah.
Yeah.
They're soft, like, wintertime cookie. You see them a lot around Christmas time.
I don't.
I've never seen one.
Snickerdoodle?
Yet.
Definitely.
I've never seen one.
I don't.
You absolutely have
snickerdoodle. How do you know where I hang out?
You know, Phil, sometimes.
You absolutely have seen one.
You've been fact-checked. Oh, my God, AJ. Me and you on the roof with him.
I got woke. Let's go now.
Do you need help?
It's early. No one's outside. They won't see a thing.
Damn it. Now I'm going to Google snickerdoodle.
Almost rhymed there.
They were in the kitchen last Christmas.
I don't go in the kitchen.
When's the last time you see him stop there other than to dump some coffee?
Not pandemic Christmas. The one before that.
Oh, I remember I had for dinner last week.
Snickerdoodle. I got to go look up for freaking snickerdoodle.
Now I want one. Who has the best snickerdoodles?
Somewhere, someone's going to go online and say, why is there this big surge in snickerdoodle Google? Snickerdoodle's going to trend in Connecticut now.
Snickerdoodle.
It's going to start.
Is it one word?
Yes, it's all one word.
Snickerdoodle apparently is a song also.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's fun.
It looks like a bad pancake.
Yeah, that's a good description, actually. I'm not a huge fan of the snickerdoodle. I want a little more with my cookie.
Yeah.
But when they're warm and they're soft, they're good with like a hot coffee.
It looks like tiny pizza dough minus the cheese and the sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a tiny little pizza frita.
Have you seen one before, AJ?
No, never.
The best snickerdoodle cookie I've ever had was in Philadelphia in the Reading
She's
terminal.
She's got a rank of the best and worst she's ever had.
Jesus, if there was someone
Ashley.
On this show
Fresh
who
cookies.
Would eat snickerdoodles,
did anyone just
boom.
Feel sorry for a wedding dress?
Yes.
Yes. I heard it left town.
It'll be fine. I've got this big jug of water over here.
Yeah.
That I haven't touched yet today.
I just saw 3 truckloads of fabric coming in.
I'm not that fat.
Ugh.
You keep eating snickerdoodles, you will. This is the person that eats peeps for dinner.
Mm. Breakfast.
Whatever.
Yeah, dinner is Reese's Pieces, AJ.
Right,
get it
Reese's
right.
Pieces.
But that is not a food. It's a cookie. It's a dessert. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It can't be our official state food.
No, food should be like a main course.
Right. You don't go to a diner and say, yeah, give me a plate of snickerdoodles.
Right.
Unless you're Ashley.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, let me have some marshmallows on the side.
They were warm and freshly made.
Yeah. Like when you see, when you go to a restaurant and, you know, it's not even in the appetizer or the entree section or sides. It would be the very last page.
In the desserts.
Right.
Or other. Under the Avion water. Snickerdoodle. It just sounds stupid to pronounce. Let me have a snickerdoodle.
It doesn't sound like you pronounce. All right, let's talk about this real quick, and then we'll move on to dumbass news. You should update your iPhone right now.
No!
The company says three security flaws may have been actively exploited.
Dun, dun, dun.
Apple's urging iPhone and iPad users to promptly update their operating systems. Normally, they just make your phone run like doo-doo. And then that's where you know you got to
Mine's on doo-doo sitting right now. Actually, it was a caca, but yeah.
The issue is a link in an exploited chain. So it's a link in a chain, meaning the hacker would need to exploit further bugs.
Was it Fleetwood Mac?
No, so yeah. So it's like, yeah, don't break the chain.
There's
probably like five things you have to do, and they got three done. So they're getting very close to the inner sanctum.
They can find nothing.
It's affecting Safari and iOS browsers. So if you have an update on your phone, you may want to do that.
It did it last night.
Really?
Didn't take long at all.
Great.
Let me see the update.
Back it up to iCloud first, AJ.
Update.
So she's smart. So I sent her this as a story last night. I said, get me a guest at 9 o'clock. And she looks at her phone and updates it.
Yeah,
I don't want to be that person. Has anyone been getting a lot of calls from that thing for your car, the warranty?
Yes. I've never received
like,
one.
Is that the flaw?
What
like
is
someone
that?
Someone gave my number up.
I've never received one yet, but I've heard stories.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they call and say, this is your last warning. I'm like, oh, who do I owe now?
Right. This is your last warning.
Yeah.
Really, the last three are the last warning. Which one is the last?
I probably have one of the recordings in here.
This is your last warning.
Oh, they leave you voicemails?
They leave me voicemails.
Wow. I just get hello.
Oh, you can tell when it's not a real person because it's cut off. Like, as soon as they hear the prompt, they just start talking
at
you.
Yeah. Yep. And they always say, you know, as we last spoke. What do you mean last spoke? I'm not that stupid.
Right.
Can't remember things.
I'm not that stupid.
Not that stupid.
Rob Kelly is performing a special live stream comedy show this Saturday at Wall Street Theater in Norwalk. Limited tickets. We're linked up on the website, but you could stream it. And I loved it. I was just talking to Rob about it in the commercial break. I love it because you could sit home, buy your own booze, eat. You're on the couch.
Yeah.
Use your own bathroom and get the great show.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not like the same energy of being there.
Right.
But
it's still funny.
You get to see Rob.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's great. But, I mean, it is a little nerve-wracking knowing that it's going out to everybody's living room, you know, because there's a lot of knuckleheads that are going to, you know, invite Aunt Betsy over, you know, who really doesn't like my type of comedy.
That makes it more fun.
I didn't think about that.
You can't see her face.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
You can say everything make Aunt Betsy drop dead.
No one's brought this up.
Right.
We've talked to a lot of comedians. No one's brought this up.
Right.
That's a thing, because when you're in a comedy club, that person walked in the door.
Yeah, you saw them.
They signed up.
You can see them.
That's a good point.
You can see them clutch their chest and hit the floor.
Aunt Betsy doesn't have to pay. She goes over.
Right.
Yeah. Else's house.
Right. Aunt Betsy didn't pay. She didn't pay, and also the two, 6-year-olds that are watching.
Well, they learned a lot that day.
Right. Yes, they did.
Mom comes home.
Right.
From wine night,
right,
and Dad and the kids are on the couch laughing their asses off,
right,
and then you know, Junior's walking around saying penis,
penis.
Like, he was going to say it from Rob Kelly.
He was going to say it eventually.
Yeah, he wants a sex robot for Christmas next year.
Is that in your act? Are you talking about that?
Oh, listen to me. These things are right around the corner.
Oh,
you're
going
to be able to buy.
Oh yeah, they're here. Right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They're here, but they're not. It's almost like, you know. Technology they have at Area 51, it's not it's not ready for the public yet. You know what I mean?
Right. You know what, like, it's like? It's like the, remember when cell phones came out? They were the size of a backpack. Yes. And it was $1,000. Yes.
They were big and clunky.
Yeah, that's right. Where they are right now. Right. They're going to get this better. They have one that talks now. Now, this is how I know. All right, you know.
I was going to ask.
I have to explain this. Right?
How do you know?
Okay, no, you don't. We get it.
we need to get it.
Rob, I'm sure you saw this story. It was trending like a week ago. There's this bodybuilder who married his doll.
Yes.
Right?
He did, yes.
And now when you click on that story, they'll have links to other similar stories. And the next thing you know,
wormhole.
You're like, clicking around. God, they have sex robots.
That's the sex robot's name, wormhole.
Right. That's how it happened.
Yeah, there's a crate showing up at your door like a Christmas story.
Right. I can't even pronounce the company's name, but it ends in
Earth. I won.
I'm like, where the hell can I hide this thing?
This is not discreet packaging.
It's very true, dude. I mean, I remember when drones came out, it was like they were like $30,000. And now you can go to CVS and just buy a drone.
Yeah.
They give them to you free with $20 purchase.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell is going on? So this technology, it's there, but it's not there yet. First of all, they have to figure, there has to be some type of like Roomba, you know, cleaning system for these dolls. Because, you know, as any woman knows, you know, a guy's office has like 17 coffee cups. You know, with mold growing in them. We don't clean anything.
Yeah, that should be a problem. That should be a self-cleaning bot, yeah.
Yeah, there's good, because I'll clean mine for like 2 weeks, and then like 2 months in, it's going to look like Han Solo frozen in carbonite.
Oh, God.
Maybe you like press a button for like 15 minutes, so you can't use
well,
it.
Well, they do have the self-cleaning oven, so why wouldn't they just be able to use that technology?
Exactly. Right. Make sure it cools off first, though.
It's going to look like one of the bad guys that Spider-Man caught.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to have to sell it as something else.
Right.
This is an original Comic-Con piece.
I pronounced it wrong.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what I get away with on the radio.
This is true.
We do have you dropping the F-bomb one time you were on the show. Is that handy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you went to say good morning.
Rob Kelly's on the show right now.
Hold on one second.
The hell was that?
I had the other clip ready.
Perfect middle C.
Here we go. Boom. Okay.
Tough story.
Yeah, where the f*** this...
Nope.
Sorry.
That's all, Rob.
He was going to say, God. Way to suck the funny out of the room.
It said Sonny almost got it.
Close.
You know, I'm going to live stream this Saturday because I'm staying home. Why wouldn't I just watch Rob?
Seriously.
You and the doll are going to stay home?
That's right. It'd be me and the doll. And the,
it's
right.
Self-cleaning.
Jennifer will be upstairs with the cats. I'll be downstairs with the doll.
Yeah, you can actually order it through your doll, right?
Yeah. He'll be with Area 51.
It's going to be it's going to be crazy. Another thing too is that, you know, it's live. So if I bomb, there's always a chance. Look, you know, I'm a professional. I know how to pull it out, but there's always a chance that you bomb. If you bomb and people in Ireland are watching you bomb, that's just going to suck.
You become a meme. You become video clip.
Maybe they used it over there.
Right, they won't show the whole set.
No.
They'll show that 1 5-second piece.
That face you make when you bomb.
Yeah. So it is like Evel Knievel now. You're you have the audience, but you also have this whole, you know, tons of people watching at home.
Right.
Yeah, you have to watch out. You can't just go off. Like, you're in a comedy club. You can say stuff that's a little racy, maybe go over the line, and it's just them. It's just you guys.
Right.
You know, if a tree falls in the woods, does it make a sound type thing? You do that live, people are recording it. You know, you can't, you can't just say whatever you want. I have to be very careful.
This could be the end of your career Saturday night. Everybody?
Yeah. It was a robot.
Can I just go back to the intern for a second? Right.
You know what I want to do? You know what I want to do? I want to get like 18 of those sex bots and put them in the seats in the front row of your show.
Right. They're all robots. Yes.
All right. Every week now, when we have Jimmy on, my first question will be, any updates? 99.1 PR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation Concert God. Now that the vaccine's here,
yes,
things are developing, people are starting to schedule. Jimmy's calling. They're calling him. Any updates, Jimmy?
Well, we're getting more action from artists wondering when to set their dates for the summer. So that's good news. You know, my hope is June that we'll be back in business. But, you know, it's really up to the governor, and I've spoken to the governor's office a number of times, and in a few weeks I'll speak to him again. We all want to wait and see how the vaccines are going, who's getting vaccines, how many people are getting vaccines. But it really is up to the governor on whether he's going to allow social distancing concerts, full-scale concerts, when they'll start. But I am constantly in touch with them. They never forget that I'm interested. They also never forget that my employees want to come back to work.
Right.
And that really rings a bell with them, very much so, I must say.
Right. And Howard seems to, and you believe that we're looking at June, like mid-June for Harbor Yard Amphitheater in Bridgeport?
Yeah, sometime in June. I've made it very plain to the governor that I wanted to open the governor's office, not the governor himself, but the governor's office, that I wanted to open up in early June, without talking about full scale or reduced capacity. I just want to open up. I want to get back to work. People want to see concerts again. So we'll see. I mean, I'm still hopeful for June. I think the Connecticut is. We all should be very proud of ourselves. We're one of the best states getting vaccinated. We seem to want to get vaccinated. It will stop the spread, and we have to stop the spread first before anything, you know, begins. And I also think that it seems that we've plateaued in this state, and our numbers seem to be going down as far as numbers of cases. And I think that's a fabulous thing. And I think whether you're an independent, Republican, Democrat, simply, if you're a citizen of Connecticut, I applaud you. We are really doing great.
Do you think that we have, through this, discovered a new revenue stream for concerts in terms of streaming the shows? Now, I know you wouldn't want to put streaming tickets on sale before you sold some seats, but maybe if a concert sells out quickly and there's a high demand, do you think that might be something in the future?
I never thought it would be because I'm an old timer. I know that might surprise you, but I'm an old timer. And the concept of congregating to enjoy a concert, to me, is the essence of going to a concert. But I will say that I have watched a couple of streaming shows, and it is in second place. To me, it's in far, far second place to going to a concert. But your point is a good point. Once it's sold out, maybe that's a good idea. Maybe we should stream it and let it go. But I don't think it would be an unpaid screen. I would think it would be a paid screen because it
yes.
wouldn't be fair to the people who bought tickets to have to pay to see a concert. And then
right.
you turn it on for free at home.
Right.
I
no,
would
no,
find
no, no,
that
no.
mighty
no.
unfair.
Yeah, no, I think that's a new revenue stream
yeah.
potential. And back in the day, and you saw it when there were no lights, you know, very bare, you know, you're using a house sound system, and then the screen comes in, and that screen, in the early stage, it was one camera at the soundboard.
Yep.
I try to follow the artists around a little bit. Now it's production. When you go to a concert, there's multiple cameras,
Yep.
you're like watching, you know, an HBO production.
You're seeing angles you can't see.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now you just flip a switch and feed that on the internet. I'd buy a ticket for that.
Well, and Live Nation just bought a streaming company. So,
well, then there you go.
There's something, you know, that Live Nation seems to be interested in. I'm not involved in why and how they did it, but they did buy a company, a streaming company, Joe Madden's streaming company. I keep forgetting what band he's in, but. It really is very, very impressive that we we're expanding into the modern technology, which is great for our company.
But you think about the Grateful Dead. You wouldn't have to leave your job in life to follow them around the world. You could watch every show by this band.
Right. Less mileage.
From your living room.
Less mileage.
And not lose,
Right.
You know, all your stuff in a divorce.
Exactly.
Well, I watched the inauguration show, I guess it was, on, you know, the afternoon on, I watched it on my computer, and then at night I watched it on TV, and I thought it was so well put together. The artists sounded good, Springsteen sounded great, and I was very impressed with the show. I guess we're all getting used to watching it on TV since we can't go to the real event.
Yeah. I think that one of the things that will come out of this is we now know we don't have to be in the same room together.
Right.
We don't have to travel long distances.
No.
So the performances, the meetings, the communication, just like Amazon, you don't have to go to a store to get something if you're willing to pay a little bit more for
it.
Why are we being told to update the iPhone right now?
Why?
Security problem.
Oh.
Let's bring on our gadget guy, Steve. Hey, Steve Greenberg.
Good morning. Yeah, no, rarely does Apple do that where they actually put out a, hey, do this right away kind of thing. Usually they do an update and people do it at their leisure, or some people don't do it at all, which is a mistake. But this time they're actually putting out an advisory that, your chances of getting hacked are increased dramatically if you don't upgrade to 14.4, the latest iOS on your smartphone and on your iPad.
Now, when you say hacked, does that mean everything in your phone? Like if you have a banking app, if you have a stock trading app, if you have, you know, other personal stuff, whatever.
Well, Apple was not very specific about what the vulnerability is and what what your exposure is. However, I mean, two of the bugs were related to Safari. One of the other bugs was related to the actual core of the operating system. So to me, it sounds pretty, right at the center of everything. So my guess is if someone can hack your phone, they can have access to, that's certainly the fear, they have access to everything, including your banking app and whatnot. So,
can you imagine?
Yeah, I don't have one on my phone, so we're good. I don't bank to my phone.
Yeah, I do, so it's bad. Well, I'm an example of what not to do. But then
right.
I try right away. Like yesterday, I got that warning, and actually before your station even contacted me, I was already in the process of updating my iPads and iPhone and everything. So I just, it's good common sense, especially, like I said, at all the years I've known Apple, I think maybe once before I've heard them do something like this. So they obviously take this very seriously, meaning it's not just a threat. I'm guessing some people were actually hacked, and that's why this became, it's not just theoretical, it became very real. So they wanted to get this out there right away.
Well, what they said, and I don't know if I believe them, is that let's just say if there's six doors to get into this, they got through three.
Oh.
But you also have to think about, all right, so they find out that there's a problem.
Uh-huh.
They don't send you a new version that minute.
No.
They have to develop, figure out how did they do that.
Right.
Right? So it takes time.
Undo their ravelings, yes.
Right. So this wasn't something they discovered yesterday.
To do your saying with your analogy, they have to build that door. They have to build a new door, a better lock for the door, and that's exactly what they did. But it didn't take them long because 14.3 came out.
Gadget
a
guy
weeks
doesn't
ago.
Talk into the phone. Well, you got to learn how to use a phone.
Oh, you can't hear me?
He's looking at gadgets. Yeah.
Are you on an iPhone 10?
I am. We've
I can tell.
About it, and,
yes.
I know. You guys can always report that I'm.
Put it on speaker.
IPhone, so, yeah.
Well, he's gadget guy, not talking guy.
And then act like it's
a speaker. Hold on, I can do that.
Put it on speaker, then act like it's a pizza slice.
Right.
Is speaker better? Is
yes.
That better?
Yep.
Pizza
okay,
slice.
Okay,
nice.
Speaker is better for me too. So they had, like, using your analogy, they had to build a better door and a better lock. So it took them a little while, but not very long. 14.3 only came out a couple of weeks ago. So this obviously they had to first discover the problem. Someone had to get hacked. They had to realize it, and then they had to build a better lock. And so a couple of weeks later, which is yesterday, they released 14.4.
Wow.
Huh. Yeah, so it's it can be.
I got everything on there.
You really?
Me too. My life.
Yeah, I got Instagram, Facebook.
That's AJ's life.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so I have those social media. I have Amazon. I'm on Walmart.
Oh, wow, look at you.
Ameritrade,
right.
Webster.
Yeah, I got none of that.
All that stuff.
And you mentioned you don't have your banking app, which I do have a banking app, but I'm sure you have credit cards all over the thing because for your Amazon account and your Walmart account and whatnot, you have your credit card information.
Yeah.
So in a way, your banking is right there.
I got to tell you, what I do with that is I have a specific account, and I only leave so much money
exactly,
in there.
Exactly. That's what I have.
In case they get in.
Yeah, the only thing I have is my actual phone, how I make my payments.
They're going to be so disappointed if they ever get in.
They're going to fill mine up,
what?
I hope.
There's only $88 in here?
Exactly right.
Oh, wait. It's 88 cents.
Right. Yeah, put some money in for me, please. Thank you.
Right.
And like my Instagram
photos.
They're
going to feel so bad for me. They're going to leave me money. Yep. Yeah, let's deposit some money in
this
there.
This poor bastard over here. Look at this.
Bastard.
Oh,
yeah.
He got $12 from a hacker just because he felt bad. So
right.
I think that's nice.
Thank you, Boris.
All right. So if you have an iPhone, it's on your phone. You just download it.
Or your iPad.
Right.
iPad, too.
Yeah, right. I have an iPad.
Yeah. Anything with an iOS operating system.
Okay. So a Mac, too?
No, Mac doesn't use iOS, so Mac is not a part of this. Your watch uses a different operating system. It's just the phones and the iPad.
Hey, before I let you go, and then we're going to talk about Queen songs. I want to just get your take on this because you're a gadget guy. You may know something about this. Have you seen this GameStop stock?
I was hoping we would talk about that. Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's sort of like David and Goliath story. As the little man kind of strikes back at the big corporations who were, on Wall Street, all the big boys were betting that GameStop would go down with good reason. GameStop is selling something that you can buy on Amazon. It doesn't have a unique platform for anything. So people were like, this thing is going to start dying out. So the big boys were betting big money that GameStop would go down. When that happened, the little guys at Reddit said, hey, you know what? Let's bet against it. So they said it's going to go up.
They got very angry.
They did.
Yeah.
They threw down the juice boxes and everything.
It was a mob scene.
It really was.
And it got to the point where one guy from Wall Street said short sell. That had a massive negative effect on the stock. And these people got so pissed, they were threatening his life.
Wow.
So he withdrew the short sell,
right?
And the stock went nuts. I couldn't believe it. I saw it.
Like,
if you look, if
not
you look,
even one day, it was multiple days.
No, it was like $5 or under $5 in September. If you look at that graph, it goes straight up like the space shuttle. Not like
there's
a little
no
bit.
Curve.
No,
yeah.
it's straight
a wall.
Up.
Yeah.
Huh.
But this is going to fall, right? This
the
is
power.
In the end. Right? This is just, all right, the internet, this is, someone said in the article, it's the inmates running the asylum.
I'm used
right?
to that.
This stock is blasting off, but it's not sustainable. Right?
That's no, and someone's going to get, someone's going to get hurt. Unfortunately, some of the little people are going to get hurt because people who hopped on this thing late, eventually it really won't sustain that number. It will go back down. And if you haven't gotten out, you'll have lost a lot of money. So though it may have made a point and may have, slapped the wrist of the big boys, it certainly didn't take them down. And now the same thing is happening, by the way, with AMC stock and with Bed Bath & Beyond. Reddit has come out against, to try and save those two stocks, and people are starting to hop on the AMC stock and the Bed Bath & Beyond stock.
Well, it's nuts because the day traders now are having a massive impact.
Right.
When you can go on your app, you read a story, you go on your app and you're selling stuff off that has a big effect on the market.
Uh-huh.
But this is one of those GameStop, and I hate to say it, you crazy people, don't come after me, but it's Blockbuster.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's FYE. Do you remember these places?
I do, yeah.
There's still one FYE around.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. They're gone now. Phil,
I got a screenshot here from a tribe member, Dave. Thank you, Dave. If you had $5,000 invested in GameStop stock on January 13th, today, that's worth over $86,000.
Holy crap!
Can I borrow $5,000? Go back in time for a moment.
You need a time machine.
I know the DeLorean. I just drive really fast.
Yeah, well, today would be the day you'd sell.
If you can get it for that price now.
No, but if you had it then.
Right.
dump it today.
You sell it today. You watch. The next couple of days going to be right back.
Yep.
Everybody knows. You got
that's what, that's what
I'll buy. That's going to change. And ultimately, the future of GameStop is not going to be impacted. It's going to be a nice hit. Maybe it'll buy it some more time, but it's not going to go on because, like you said, it doesn't have the – you can't justify GameStop being saved forever. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But, and I think actually Blockbuster, which still is still a stock, someone had told me, there are also someone was talking about doing the same thing to Blockbuster, where they keep betting short on it, which they should. And
are they even open?
Try and reverse
I think there's like one open in the country.
There's famously one. Left,
one.
Well, Blockbuster, yeah, it's over in Oregon.
Right. Yeah. Something like that.
Yes,
right?
In Oregon, yeah.
Is it?
And it's celebrated because they're the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. You can now rent it out as like an Airbnb. That's,
yeah.
That's what they're using.
Oh, yeah,
for.
I read that too.
Wow.
All that red
awesome
carpet.
Awesome idea.
All that
people
red carpet.
Selling khakis and the blue shirt.
Can you still get the really big candy bars in the front?
Right, yeah.
Oh, my God. What a nightmare that was. Can you remember walking in and you want to see this movie and you look at like where it says new releases and it's empty?
It's all covers.
Like every movie's gone.
Right. The whole thing was they had the cover in front of it and then the tapes you actually rented behind it.
Yeah.
Like all, when you saw all the number just covers, I'm like, oh, crap.
Right. So I'd go to the counter and I'd say, well, do you have it in a return pile?
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Let me watch UHF a third time.
And you go home with Weekend with Bernie. You went in one thing, you go
right.
home with Weekend
no,
with
worse,
Bernie.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Oh, yeah.
Or when they're ringing when they're ringing you out for a $4 movie, they say, yeah, that's $86.72. What? Well, you brought these two movies back late.
Right.
Yeah, by like 3 hours each.
I could have bought 100 movies for that price.
Right. And you forgot to rewind. So
I'm mad about 1994 right now. Can
yes.
you hear this?
Exactly.
I loved Blockbuster.
Oh, my God. 1994. I'm screaming about it right now.
Did you ever go to drop your movie off in the movie slot they had in the front the overnight and drop
your
keys?
The only candy you got left are Twizzlers. What is
right.
this?
Right. What's going on?
Right.
Hate you people.
The unsalted popcorn.
The,
yep.
The Jiffy Pop at the checkout line.
Yep.
And they had the Ben and Jerry's bars for a while.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Yeah. And this is going to be us, you know, 5 years from now, we'll be talking about GameStop.
Yep.
I love it, but it is what it is. So, all right. Thanks for coming on, brother.
Don't take money you can't throw out and put into GameStop. That would be my advice.
Right.
There's money to throw out?
Yeah.
Steve Greenberg, the Gadget Guy, the Innovation Insider. We're linked up on the radio station website. Thank you.
My pleasure. Hey, let me do a shameless plug for my game show.
Yes.
Go to YouTube and check out What the Heck Is That? I even have my theme music with me because it's radio.
Oh, let's hear it.
I have my own theme music.
That sounds like it was made on an original Nintendo Game Boy.
I hear that when I walk into the store. What the heck is that?
What the heck is that? So check it out on YouTube. What the heck is that?
Are you making any money off of that yet?
Not a dime.
He's trying to. That's why he's talking about it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. If anybody wants to hack in, this is the time to begin. There's nothing to take.
Right. Put money in there.
Listen, Steve, we were talking about this. Listen, we were talking about this girl in Trumbull who's making $200,000 a month with the giant butt. Like, you got to get butt implants.
Right. Be an OnlyFans person.
And you got to start posting almost naked pictures of yourself.
Right. Come see the Gadget Guy.
And then do the game show.
I don't know if America wants to see that, really. But
You'd be surprised.
If you have the title Gadget Guy,
you'd be
trust
surprised.
Me, Gadget Guy would work.
Yeah. I love the idea of this game show, though. This is fun.
Well, tell your viewers, your listeners to check it out, gadgetgameshow.com. So go to gadgetgameshow.com. It'll take them to the YouTube channel.
Cool.
Excellent. Very all right. Thank you, Steve.
And, of course, I'll get to hear the music. I'll sign myself off with music.
Oh, good.
If I can.
I wish every guest did this.
You're getting better as being a guest.
Yes. Yeah, okay. I'm working the phones. Yeah.
I have it echoing now.
Nice. Look
this
at you.
This is the Gadget Guy. Can't even get the technical
Mr.
Apologies.
Effects.
Appearance, right.
Did it on purpose.
All right. Well, Steve, I'm hanging up on you.
All right, now we're going to go.
Hanging up.
Right.
Every guest should have theme music. That should be the new requirement.
How much coffee do you have this morning?
They should also, if they're a Gadget Guy, know how to talk into an iPhone. But
That should be a rule. Okay. Well, you should have a training session would be the way to go with that.
All right, Steve. Thank you. When someone says to leave, you should just leave.
Yeah, get out.
Right?
Get out.
Do you think they're going to say, all right, so you're holding on to this plane seat really tight.
Right.
We're going to just let you get, we're going to, all right, forget
this,
it. You win.
In this day and age, it's not sketchy at all.
Yeah.
At airports.
Yeah. When a cop says, you know, put your hands behind your back, you're not talking your way out of it.
Just do it.
Exactly. Just go.
Yeah. Explain just go. Later.
Just you're going to make it worse.
Right. Just do what he says now and talk about it later.
Right. We you can read. Go in front of a judge.
It doesn't matter who you are. Remember the doctor they dragged down the aisle of the plane to get him out of his chair?
Yeah, didn't he break his nose or something like that, too?
He was bleeding.
Yeah, didn't they once punt a toddler down the aisle?
That was a good kick, though. That was a good kick, though. They got 2 points.
Right.
Yeah.
And there was a time one of the pilots had to go.
Yeah, there was a flight crew member who pulled the cord on that inflatable ladder,
yep.
And then he slid down.
Yep, he quit. Woo! Grand fashion. Yep.
I don't think he was drunk, but I know he grabbed a beer on his way out. He's like, I quit, popped the slide, grabbed a beer, and went down. And
goodbye.
Like, that guy's
see?
A hero.
Exactly. Yeah, went out in style.
Right. How'd you leave last job?
A woman on a Southwest flight refused to leave her seat after the plane had landed, and when the flight attendant tried to reason with her, well, here's what happened.
Ma'am, I'm right here. Are you going to get off the
aircraft
or are you going to sit there and scream? I'm just asking. It's going to be your turn.
I got to pee.
Get
off the aircraft.
Excuse me, I work here, ma'am.
Well,
I'm
right.
Get off the aircraft.
Okay,
hold on, hold on.
That was some scream, huh?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Apparently, hands were cold.
This is why I could never teach kindergarten. Like 5 minutes in, you guys are on your own.
Yeah.
It's that times 10, though.
Right.
In kindergarten.
Right.
I'm sorry. How much are the tickets?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd walk out the room and close the door and say, good luck, kids.
Yep.
You're on your own now.
Yep.
Imagine being a bus driver.
Oh, my gosh.
There's another one. You'd see a bus with a ton of kids in it parked on the side of the road with the flashers on.
Right.
Where's running. The driver?
Right.
Yep.
I thought it'd just be like listing down the highway.
with a broomstick.
That might be good. Tuck and roll. Good luck, kids.
With a broomstick shoved through so they can't open the door. Yeah. You guys just sit tight for a while. I'll come back
in
3.
Oh, my God, my head.
Yep, and that's a woman.
If that's the adult, like, can you imagine if she has a child?
Right.
The child has to be the adult in that relationship.
I would think so, yeah.
Without question.
Right, mommy's having a tantrum. Let me go, you know, talk to her.
Yeah.
A little quiet time for mommy. Just give her a bottle, she's good.
Exactly.
That sounds like something got caught in a zipper, right?
That was me at age 22, yeah. Never try on pants, no underwear, yep.
22?
Why did you have underwear on?
I just woke up and...
You sleep naked?
No.
We went through this. You'll sleep naked in a hotel room.
Only. Exclusively.
I've done that.
What?
Yes, but yes.
Not in your own bed?
But not at home.
I've done my own bed, yes. But in any
You've
event,
done your own bed?
In any event, I had to put on pants and I was not wearing underwear at the time. And I had to try on these pants because they were going to be hemmed. So I went
You're trying on new pants with no underwear?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Dirty, 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 dirty.
I bought them already.
Still dirty, dirty from
My
the store.
My sister was going to go take them to be altered.
Well, why would you buy them if you haven't tried them on?
Because I just, you know, the waist size, yada, yada, I'm like, I'm going to have them altered.
I'm going to put these pants on naked and they haven't been washed yet.
When I went to close the zipper, yeah, and I did a, you know, something about Mary... That's the sound you get, yeah.
And did your sister have to pull the zipper down?
No one came in. I heard knocking on the door. I'm like, I'm good. I'm right there.
It'd be kind of weird if your sister did.
Yes, exactly.
I just stepped on a Lego. That's all.
Right. Yes. I just saw the grandma naked.
Well, he's been wearing those pants for 5 days now.
Let me tell you something. There's no worse pain than when you catch a couple of those zipper notches.
A couple.
And once it gets in there, the process to get it back down, equally as painful.
You got to rip fast like a Band-Aid.
Yeah, no, that didn't happen.
You know, they say that.
I still have a scar.
Nurses think that, but that's not true.
I don't think that's true either.
They did a study on this.
That can't be true.
When your junk gets caught in a zipper?
No,
skin.
But they had a burn patient.
Oh God,
70% burns, and the nurses would come in, and it took them an hour to take the bandages off.
Oh,
and they
no.
were ripping them off. And he said, "You know what? I would really like it if you could do it slowly, and it wouldn't be as shocking and horrifying." And I said, "We know what we're doing.
Like getting waxed."
When they did it slow, it took 2 hours, and he wasn't in as much pain.
Right.
So when he gets out of the hospital, he goes to school to become some, like, research person, and he wrote a book on this subject.
Wow.
And it is better to do it slowly than it is to rip. So when you're ripping a Band-Aid off, it's much less painful to just take it slow.
Hmm. All right.
So if you ever get your zipper, your thing in your zipper.
Yes. Actually,
go slow.
I'm pretty sure I was higher pitched than that. I saw my dog's head tilt.
I can change the pitch for you.
Why was your dog in the room if you're naked?
Oh, it happens all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
For Ashley, yes.
Yeah. I feel weird being naked around my pets. It's like, you shouldn't see that.
Oh.
They don't care.
Well, and they're cats. You know, they like to
mine,
to attack things.
Mine cleans itself in front of me and poops in a box in front of me.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure he's seen it all.
Yeah, they don't care.
No, I don't want to see that either. Yeah, can you imagine if a cat jumped on your junk?
I've had that happen while I'm asleep. From the floor to the bed,
yeah.
Right there.
Oh, and but they land on it. They're not like claws in.
Or, no, but what happens is when you're asleep and you're not expecting just a right there, all of a sudden you go, and then the cat goes,
The worst is when you're laying there and you don't realize the cat is actually in the bed laying there also, and all of a sudden the cat notices that something moved and goes, mouse.
No, it moved because...
Because what?
Well,
and that's where we're wondering.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you dream.
My eyes.
Your eyes. My ass. I'm not showing you. It's not an illustration.
It's the visual.
Are we done yet?
He's just like, can't I just tell a joke without 17
oh
follow-up
my God.
Questions?
Oh, my God. When I do comedy, don't come.
Now, what do you mean?
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.